Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Well, did you know office workers walk on average 3,000 steps a day? Well, the Cerebral Palsy Society of New Zealand wants Kiwi workers to step it up for September, quite literally, to raise important funds for people living with cerebral palsy. On the line now to tell us a little bit more about that is Amy Hogan. Morena, Amy, thanks for joining us on the Awesome Morning Show.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Amy, tell us a little bit about this campaign and why stepping up and why walking and being active is an important message here.
Well, this campaign is important because it raises funds for the Cerebral Palsy Society of New Zealand, and cerebral palsy is the most common disability within childhood, affecting one in every 500 births in New Zealand. So, and this campaign is central because it is a lot. There is no downside to people being active, and New Zealand is one of the best countries to inspire activity and movement within our office workers and our school environment.
So, yeah, office workers and schools. You're really trying to get schools involved in this campaign, and. You're asking that we take up to 10,000 steps a day.
Yes, 10,000 steps does sound daunting, but it's 10,000 steps, or you can do equivalent activities. There are over 40 different activities that you can translate into the steps itself. You don't literally need to stand there counting every single step, although lots of people do it. They get highly competitive and do enjoy the whole counting every step and speaking their friends and families. So, we've had some fairly hilarious stories about people going up and down stairs in their lunch break just so they can get their target for the day.
Well, it's going to be good for you. And now, how do you turn all this into a fundraiser?
We turn this into a fundraiser by people registering for September. It's $25 per individual or $100 per team, and people ask their families and friends to sponsor them during the fundraiser for cerebral palsy to enable us to continue our work with our members and their families.
Now, as part of this September event, you're giving away an extra 3,000 pedometers to the first 100 schools who register.
Yes, we are, because we want to engage in the community and the school environment, and so that kids at the schools can fully engage with this campaign.
So, if people want to find out more about the campaign and to register, if you're at schools, for example, what do they do?
They either go to the September website, or they can contact us at the Cerebral Palsy Society.
And you can use those pedometers to measure your steps. Of course, quite a lot of people use apps on their phones these days, Amy, to measure that kind of thing.
Yes, they do. And there's a whole range of processes by which you can measure your steps. We give the pedometers as part of the registration, but you can also log in and log in your steps on the website or the September app.
You had, I think, nearly 17,000 compete in this challenge last year.
That's correct, and every year New Zealanders have been very generous and stepped up their contributions literally and figuratively, and we are hoping to raise $1 million this year.
So the month, in terms of measuring it, the 28 days will be between the 3rd and the 30th September. So now's the time to start registering your interest in it. And I guess putting the challenge out to your workmates and friends and families to do the same.
Yes, because you'd be surprised how engaging this becomes. And you start the process with your team, and then it spreads to your friends and family, and it becomes a really engaging and enjoyable thing as a team and as a group. It's a win-win situation.
Indeed it is. Now, Amy, just finally, this money raised through this event. Tell us about the kind of things that you apply the funds to, the supports that you provide in the community.
Okay, so cerebral palsy is essentially a brain injury under the age of 1 year old. So the Cerebral Palsy Society supports people from the earliest diagnosis right through into adulthood. So we do things like provide programs like taxi vouchers, equipment, advocacy support, engagement with government and media around cerebral palsy. We do a whole range of activities, but our main focus is to support our members and their families in this lifelong journey of cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy is a lifelong condition and affects mobility and communication mainly. So we provide equipment, support, and advocacy across a broad range of
Really important work in the community. So if you want to step it up for September, registration is $25 per participant. That includes a pedometer delivered to you, subject to them being available. And you're in a chance also to win some prizes as part of that. If you want to register a team of four, that's $100. And you can support the Cerebral Palsy Society by making a donation or registering your team at this website, event.september.org.nz/sign-up, and look for Cerebral Palsy Society, of course, online as well, and the links will take you to that. Amy, thanks so much for joining us on the Awesome Morning Show. All the best for stepping it up in September.
You're more than welcome, and have a lovely day, Jeff. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Take ORFM Dunedin with you wherever you go with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This program was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.